Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 21st Century Monetary Policy, The Federal Reserve from the Great Inflation to COVID-19s by Ben Bernanke, offers an in-depth exploration of the United States central banking system's evolution and its approach to monetary policy over the last few decades. Bernanke, a former chairman of the Federal Reserve, provides a unique perspective on the institution's inner workings, its responses to significant economic challenges, and the evolving landscape of global finance. Through the lens of his extensive experience and expertise, Bernanke sheds light on pivotal moments such as the Great Recession and the COVID-19 pandemic, illustrating the critical role of the Federal Reserve in navigating these crises. His narrative combines a detailed historical overview with an analysis of monetary theory and policy, making it an enriching read for those interested in understanding the complexities of central banking and its impact on the global economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of the Federal Reserve in managing the Great Inflation. The Great Inflation, a period of high and rising inflation from the late 1960s to the early 1980s, posed significant challenges to the United States' economic stability. Ben Bernanke's analysis begins with an examination of how the Federal Reserve's monetary policy evolved during this tumultuous time. He discusses the shift from a Keynesian approach to a more monetarist policy under the leadership of Paul Volcker, who prioritized the control of inflation through high interest rates. Bernanke explores the consequences of these policies, including the short-term economic pain they inflicted, such as higher unemployment and slower growth, and how these difficult decisions ultimately led to the successful stabilization of the economy. This section offers valuable insights into the complexities and trade-offs involved in monetary policymaking and the critical importance of central bank independence in achieving long-term economic goals. Secondly, navigating the Great Recession with unconventional monetary policy, Bernanke delves into the Federal Reserve's response to the 2007-2009 financial crisis, emphasizing the deployment of innovative monetary policies. He offers a comprehensive overview of the crisis's causes, including the housing bubble, financial deregulation, and the subsequent meltdown of financial markets. The former chairman describes how conventional tools, like adjusting the federal funds rate, became ineffective once rates hit the zero lower bound. This section details the Fed's shift to unconventional methods, such as quantitative easing, forward guidance, and emergency lending programs, to stabilize the financial system and foster economic recovery. Bernanke evaluates the effectiveness of these measures, discusses the controversies they sparked concerning the potential long-term impacts on inflation and financial stability, and defends their necessity in preventing a deeper economic downturn. Through this analysis, readers gain an understanding of the innovative strategies central banks can employ in crisis situations and the importance of flexibility in monetary policy. Thirdly, the transition to a more transparent Federal Reserve. Under Bernanke's leadership, the Federal Reserve embraced greater transparency and enhanced communication as strategic elements of its policy framework. This shift, predicated on the belief that clear communication can itself be a powerful policy tool, marked a significant departure from the traditionally opaque practices of central banks. Bernanke outlines how the Fed began to regularly publish its economic projections, engage in press conferences, and more explicitly convey its policy intentions to the public and the markets. This segment of the book assesses the impacts of these changes on market expectations, investor behavior, and the overall effectiveness of monetary policy. By providing a detailed account of the rationale and outcomes of the Fed's communication strategies, Bernanke highlights the critical role transparency plays in building trust and credibility, fostering greater economic stability, and enhancing the efficacy of monetary policy actions. Fourthly, addressing monetary policy in the era of low interest rates, Bernanke discusses the challenges and implications of conducting monetary policy in an era characterized by persistently low interest rates. This environment, which followed the Great Recession and was further entrenched by the global financial crisis, limited the Federal Reserve's traditional interest rate tools for stimulating the economy. In this context, Bernanke examines the factors contributing to lower natural interest rates, including demographic trends, technological advancements, and global savings gluts. He argues for the necessity of maintaining a flexible policy approach and explores alternative strategies the Fed could adopt, such as negative interest rates, higher inflation targets, or even fiscal monetary partnerships. This section provides an insightful analysis into the changing dynamics of the global economy and the complexities facing central bankers in fostering sustainable economic growth without the full use of historical policy levers. Lastly, the Federal Reserve's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The most contemporary challenge addressed in the book is the Federal Reserve's rapid and comprehensive response to the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. Bernanke details the unprecedented fiscal and monetary coordination aimed at sustaining the economy through lockdowns and a sharp, deep recession. He covers the expansion of emergency lending facilities, further quantitative easing, and the Fed's support for government fiscal stimulus measures. This section evaluates the immediate effectiveness and potential long-term ramifications of these actions, considering their impact on inflation, employment, and overall economic stability. Bernanke's insights into the Fed's crisis management strategies offer a primer on the importance of adaptability and coordination among fiscal and monetary authorities during systemic shocks. Readers will appreciate the careful balancing act central banks must perform to navigate such uncharted territories, highlighting the evolution of monetary policy in real time. In conclusion, 21st century monetary policy, the Federal Reserve from the Great Inflation to COVID-19s, is an essential read for students of economics, policymakers, and anyone interested in the intricacies of central banking and monetary policy. Through Bernanke's expert lens, readers gain a comprehensive understanding of how the Federal Reserve strategies have evolved to meet the challenges of the past five decades, including the most recent test posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. His firsthand account illuminates the critical role of the Fed in stabilizing and guiding the U.S. economy through periods of turmoil and transition. This book not only demystifies the operations and decisions of the Federal Reserve, but also underscores the importance of adaptability, innovation, and transparency in effective monetary policy. For individuals looking to grasp the complexities of economic policy making and the vital contributions of central banking to economic stability and growth, Bernanke provides invaluable perspectives and lessons drawn from the forefront of monetary policy. If you would like to support Ben Bernanke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.